undoubtedly all true. But the truth of it actually fed his rage instead of damping it down. He put his remaining gun aside. It lay gleaming between two of the singing roses, because having it close to hand wouldn't do, no, not in his current mood. Then he rose to his feet, meaning to give Patrick the scolding of his life, if for no other reason than it would make Roland feel a little bit better himself. He could already hear the first words. "Do you enjoy drawing those who saved your mostly worthless life, stupid boy? Does it cheer your heart?" He was opening his mouth to begin, when Patrick put his pencil down and seized his new toy instead. The eraser was half gone now, and there were no others. As well as Roland's gun, Susanna had taken the little pink nubbins with her, probably for no other reason than that she'd been carrying the jar in her pocket and her mind had been studying other, more important matters. Patrick poised the eraser over his drawing, then looked up, perhaps to make sure he really wanted to erase it all, and saw the gunslinger standing in the stream bed and frowning at him. Patrick knew immediately that Roland was angry, although he probably had no idea under heaven as to why, and his face cramped with fear and unhappiness. Roland saw him now, as Dandolo must have seen him time and time again, and his anger collapsed at the thought. He would not have Patrick fear him. For Susanna's sake, if not his own, he would not have Patrick fear him. And discovered that it was for his own sake, after all. "Why not kill him, then?" asked the sly, pulsing voice in his head. "Kill him and put him out of his misery, if he feels so tender toward him. He and the bumbler can enter the clearing together. They can make a place there for you, gunslinger." Roland shook his head and tried to smile. "Nay, Patrick, son of Sonya," he said, for that was how Bill the robot had called the boy. "Nay, I was wrong again, and will not scold thee, but